This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel's military says its forces have entered Gaza's largest hospital. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
After surrounding the Shifa hospital in a standoff with the militant group Hamas, the military now says it has launched what it's calling a precise and targeted operation against Hamas in a specified area of the facility. Israeli authorities claim the militants conceal military operations inside. But with hundreds of patients and medical personnel inside, Israeli authorities had refrained from entering but had warned that the center jeopardized its protective status under international law. Hamas has denied the Israeli accusations that it uses the hospital for cover. I'm Norman Hall.
The House has voted overwhelmingly to prevent a government shutdown. New Republican Speaker Mike Johnson was forced to reach across the aisle to Democrats when hard-right conservatives revolted against his plan. Johnson's proposal to temporarily fund the government into the new year passed on a bipartisan 336-95 tally, with 93 Republicans voting against it. He showed a willingness to leave his right-flank Republicans behind and work with Democrats, the same political move that cost the last House Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, his job just weeks ago. European Union nations have acknowledged that they may fail to fulfill a promise for ammunition Ukraine needs to stave off Russia's invasion and win back occupied territory. With much fanfare earlier this year, EU leaders promised to provide 1 million rounds of ammunition to Ukraine's front line by spring 2024. That would amount to a serious increase in production, but the bloc is finding it tough to come up with the goods. Some 300,000 rounds have been delivered from existing stocks in the EU so far, but the rest is harder to source before spring. EU foreign policy chief Josep Borrell said one solution would be redirecting current EU exports and prioritizing Ukraine. You'll find additional stories at VOA.